As you cannot presume upon God, do not presume upon Holy Mary, his mother, who is the most united to the will of God. There were two young noblemen living in the city of Madrid who encouraged each other in their sinful life. One of them saw one night, in a dream, his companion seized by some Moors and carried to the shore of a stormy sea. They were about to do the same with him, but he had recourse to Mary, and made a vow that he would become a religious at once, and thus he was rescued from these Moors. Then he saw Jesus seated on a throne, and, as if in anger, and the Holy Virgin supplicating and obtaining mercy for him. When his friend came to visit him, he related to him the vision, but he laughed at it, and shortly after was stabbed with a dagger and died. When the other youth saw the vision verified, he made his confession, and was strengthened in his resolution to become a religious. In view of that, he sold all that he had, but instead of giving the money to the poor as he intended, he spent it all on debauchery. He afterwards fell ill, and had another vision. He thought he saw hell opened, and the divine judge in the act of condemning him. Again, he had recourse to Mary, and Mary again delivered him. He was restored to health, and led a worse life than before. He went to Lima, in South America, where he fell ill, and in the hospital of that place was again touched by the grace of God. He confessed to Father Francis Perlano, a Jesuit, to whom he promised to change his life, but went back to his evil courses. At length the same father, visiting one day another hospital in a distant place, saw that wretched man extended on the earth, and heard him exclaim,
"Oh, I am lost, and for my greater torment this father has come here to witness my punishment. I came here from Lima, and am brought to this inn by my vices, and now I am going to hell."
With these words on his lips, he died, before the father had time to give him any assistance. There was once a Spaniard who held sinful intercourse with a relative. A devout virgin, while she was at prayer, saw Jesus on his throne, who was at the point of sending that criminal to hell. But his Holy Mother obtained 30 days' grace for him, because he once had honored her. By the command of the Heavenly Mother herself, his female companion told the whole to her confessor, who made it known to the young man, and he at once made his confession, with many tears and promises of amendment. But because he did not remove the temptation from him, he fell again into sin, went again to confession, again made a resolution, and again relapsed. As he did not go to see the father again, the father went to his house to find him, but was very rudely dismissed. The last of the 30 days had arrived. The father went to the house again, but in vain. He desired the servant, however, to give him notice if there was any accident, and indeed, at night, that miserable sinner was attacked with violent pains. The father was called, and endeavored to relieve him, but the unhappy man exclaimed,
"My heart has been pierced with a lance, and I am dying."
Then, giving a groan of despair, he expired. A very sinful woman who lived in Meseco, having fallen ill, repented of her life, and made a vow to Mary, that if she would restore her to health, she would present her with her hair. She was cured, and she cut off her hair, making an offering of it to the statue of the Virgin. But the woman fell again into sin, again fell ill, and died impenitent. Then Mary, one day afterwards, spoke from that statue to Father Gia Maria Salvatore, and said,
"Take those locks from my head, for they belong to a lost and sinful soul, and are not befitting the head of the Mother of Purity."
The father obeyed her, and threw them himself instantly into the flames. About the year 850, Berengarius, Bishop of Verdun in Lorraine, having entered a church where a certain priest named Bernario was saying the office of Mary prostrate before the choir, stumbled against him, and in his vexation struck him with his foot. In the night, the Most Holy Virgin appeared to him and said,
"How is it that you struck with your foot my servant who was engaged in praising me? Because I love you, you must pay the penalty."
Then his leg became withered, but he lived and died a saint, and after many years his body, except that leg, remained incorrupt. May I here relate a fact recorded by Father Spinelli in his book, Miracles of the Madonna? In the year 1611, on the vigil of Pentecost, an immense crowd of people had gathered at the celebrated shrine of Mary at Monte Virgine. While the people were profaning the feast with dances, drunkenness, and immodest act, a fire suddenly broke out in the hall, and in less than an hour and a half, the building was reduced to ashes, and more than 1,500 people perished. 5 people who escaped swore that they had seen the Mother of God herself set fire to the places with 2 torches. I implore all lovers of Mary, therefore, to keep far away from such places on her feasts, and, if they are able to do so, to prevent others from going there. Such occasions afford more honor to the devil than to the Blessed Virgin. Let those who are devoted to the Blessed Mother visit her shrines, to be sure, but not as an occasion for merrymaking and sin.